Thanks for checking out the latest episode of the Spencer on Sports podcast. Heard weekday afternoons from 4 to 6 on 1600 ESPN. This is Spencer on Sports on 1600 ESPN.
Another Power Hour edition of Spencer on Sports with you for a Thursday. Hanging out till 5:10 one more time this week. Cubs and the Washington Nationals, the reason once again, 5:10 pregame on the Cubs Radio Network, 5:45. The first pitch, got it for you tonight. And we'll take you right up to the doorstep of tonight's pregame show right here on 1600 ESPN. Eastern Iowa's home for sports. Spencer Wagon, producer Andrew, hanging out till 5:10 this evening here on 1600 ESPN. Love to hear from you as always. 319-366-1600. That is the talk line. It is also the text line, wide open for you. Your thoughts on any number of subjects. Welcome here over the next hour and 4 minutes here on 1600 ESPN. Lots to get to. We'll get to three big things. I could do six big things today. That's not the name of the segment. I got to limit it to three. We'll do that coming up here in just a bit. Do want to spend some time. It's been one of those days where my kind of rundown for the show has been kind of changing quite a bit from hour to hour. Maybe not that extreme, but made a few changes and tweaks to the lineup today. Do want to spend some time on the NBA Finals as a whole. Got some fresh sound from both sides, both coaches. Mark Daigneault of the heavily favored Oklahoma City Thunder and Rick Carlisle from the Pacers. Also Tyrese Halliburton, former Iowa State Cyclone, a big key to the Pacers, obviously, having success in this series, key to their success in the playoffs so far. We'll hear a little bit from them coming up after 4:30. I do have a chance to win tickets today. Second to last opportunity to win tickets to see Justin Moore and Joe Nichols live in concert coming up on the 21st of this month at the McGrath Amphitheater in Cedar Rapids. We'll play Justin or Joe before 5 o'clock, where I give you clues about a famous athlete. Their name is either Justin or Joe. And if you could provide the correct answer to Andrew today, 319-366-1600, we'll hook you up with some tickets as we've been doing all week long. We'll have that for you before 5 o'clock. And a couple other things to get to before we sign off for the day. Sports menu, the biggest one of them, we'll preview the night ahead. A lot of NBA Finals discussion on the sports menu. And look at what's going on in Major League Baseball. Had a huge comeback today in baseball. If you're a fan of the Atlanta Braves, you certainly don't want to hear about that comeback because it was a rather excruciating watch if you're a Braves fan. We'll get to the rest of the baseball scoreboard. Had a doubleheader down in St. Louis. Or we have a doubleheader down in St. Louis and some day action today. Not a great day, it looks like, for Twins fans either. So we'll keep you posted on those scores. Get you set for the night ahead. That and more coming up before 5 as well. Again, 319-366-1600. There is so much to get to. We cannot fool around on a Thursday. Let's get to it. It's time for three big things.
What's happening?
Big news. This just in.
This is really important.
Wow, that is really, really big.
Three big things to start the conversation. It's how we kick off the show every Monday through Friday here on 1600 ESPN. Three things, three stories, three topics that have popped up over the last 24 hours since the show ended. And boy, there's any number of places we can start, but let's start here.
Number one
today is needing the breaking news sounder. Where did that music come from? That was me, actually. That's where the music came from. I turned it back up a little bit too quickly there. I apologize. But we need the breaking news sounder. One of our long national nightmares is now over. Aaron Rodgers is officially going to sign with a Pittsburgh Steeler. You might be asking, what's the other national nightmare? Well, there are many of them. But the other one related to this is the fact that Aaron Rodgers is going to be playing football, and we'll get to deal with all the weirdness and wackiness throughout the upcoming football season. But for now, baby steps. He's officially signing with the Pittsburgh Steelers. The report coming out earlier this afternoon. The Steelers certainly waited quite a bit for this, but Rodgers does plan to sign with the Steelers. ESPN's Adam Schefter was the first to report, ending months of uncertainty around his future. Gee, where have we heard that before? And uniting the future Hall of Famer with Coach Mike Tomlin, but also a team that was pretty desperately in need of a quarterback. It was looking for a while there. Got to be Mason Rudolph. They drafted Will Howard in the draft. Of course, a rookie out of Ohio State. Day three pick. Probably would be a stretch for him to see the field. There was some talk earlier in the week from ESPN and Adam Schefter in particular that if Rodgers does not choose to sign with them, as he had been dropping hints at and everybody kind of assumed it was going to get done, that the Steelers might go after a trade for Kirk Cousins, who is currently behind Michael Penix Jr. down in Atlanta. And that would be an avenue that they would pursue. Well, now they don't have to pursue that because Aaron Rodgers is reportedly on the way, according to numerous sources. He's set to sign, sounds like, as soon as tomorrow, and will be in line to start work with the team in the coming days. Here is NFL Network, Tom Pelissero, and their reporting with a little bit more on probably the biggest sports story of the day, one of the biggest sports stories of the day, Aaron Rodgers. The first part of the long national nightmare. Rodgers' watch is over. Now we just got to deal with the in-season stuff.
After months of speculation, Aaron Rodgers is now set to become a Pittsburgh Steeler. Rodgers has informed the Steelers that he plans to fly to Pittsburgh on Friday and sign a contract to join the team in advance of next week's mandatory minicamp. This timing always made sense for Aaron Rodgers, who never has been big on the voluntary work through the spring. He took only one visit. It was to the Steelers. He's been in communication with Mike Tomlin and other members of the Steelers coaching staff. He has been throwing out in California with DK Metcalf as well. Now this will be the first opportunity for Aaron Rodgers to join the entire Steelers squad as they get set for the end of their spring program. All uncertainty headed into training camp in Latrobe, but now off the table. Contract parameters have been in place for months. They now need to finalize that deal. Once it is, Aaron Rodgers will be on the field next Tuesday for the first time in black and gold for the mandatory minicamp and is now set to make his Steelers debut in September against one of his old teams, the Jets.
Now, script writers were cooking with that scheduling nugget there. You heard Tom Pelissero there from NFL Network earlier this afternoon breaking the news that Rodgers is set to sign with the Steelers. Gee, I wonder if somebody knew something that we didn't, or they just saw what everybody knew was coming, that Rodgers' basically only option left was the Pittsburgh Steelers, and now 80 days or more than 80 days since the start of free agency and about 70-ish days, according to ESPN's reporting, since Rodgers met with the Steelers, he's now a member of Pittsburgh. I'll open it up. Text line 319-366-1600. Love to hear from Steeler fans, but any NFL fan in general, if you want to chime in about the Aaron Rodgers saga, the latest twist here with him now reportedly ready to sign for the with the Pittsburgh Steelers, you're welcome to chime in on the talk line or text line 319-366-1600. Like I said, this is the only place that really seemed to want him, seemed to need him kind of desperately. There are plenty of other quarterback situations that maybe aren't the greatest in the NFL right now. But boy, with Rodgers and Pittsburgh, this seemed like it was always the place that he was going to end up in, even when he tried to play coy and tried to, well, I'm not under any deadline, and all these other things that he told Pat McAfee and other sources. The signs all pointed to Pittsburgh, and now it's Pittsburgh and how they move forward with this. Like I said, and Adam Schefter reported as similar, they were ready to start their offseason program with Mason Rudolph as the projected starter. Rodgers is expected to start with the Steelers or for the Steelers here moving forward, and we'll see how this works out. The big question that I have, two questions really, when I think about this marriage, if you will, and I don't know if that's the right term to use, but it is. It's quarterback to team and quarterback to head coach with Mike Tomlin. The first question I have is what Rodgers are the Steelers getting? Because the Jets version of Rodgers, and it's not fair really to include his first year with the Jets because it didn't exist, basically. He His highlight was running the flag out of the tunnel, carrying the flag on that Monday night game, right? That was the highlight of his season because he got hurt, like, what, four snaps into that season? So I don't know if you can count that as anything in 2023. Last year, played all 17 games, over 3,800 yards, 28 touchdowns, 11 interceptions. Not a great year. Did have, you know, solid weapons there. Garrett Wilson. They traded for Davante Adams to try to make it work. But it was not a good year for Rodgers. And now he's entering his, well, he's 41 right now, going on 42. What Rodgers are you going to get? And how does that version elevate the Steelers? How can the Steelers use whatever version they're getting to elevate their play this year? I think personally, just looking at the Steelers, looking at Rodgers, again, future Hall of Famer. I've said before, a lot of love for him as a Green Bay Packer, what he's done or what he did for the Packers, winning a Super Bowl, all the great years they had, multiple MVP seasons, fantastic player, going to be in the Hall of Fame. I wonder what type of Rodgers you're getting health-wise, what type of Rodgers you're getting production-wise, and I wonder, to add a third question to the original two that I mentioned, how much does it elevate Pittsburgh? I think they're still right around where they were projected to be. I don't have the win total up in front of me. I apologize. Maybe someone can educate me on the text line, 319-366-1600. But I think 9-10 wins, probably still their ceiling, right? Maybe I'm underselling them. I don't know. But the AFC North is tough. You still got the Ravens. Still got the Bengals in there. Bengals are looking to bounce back after a tough year, especially on defense. The Browns are still the Browns. Steelers are there, but I'm not sure they're better than the two teams in front of them with Baltimore and Cincinnati. Just not sure. And we'll see how this all works out for the Steelers here. But what is he like health-wise? What type of player are you going to get? If you can get 2020, 2021, Rodgers, 48 touchdowns, 5 interceptions like he was in 2020, 37 touchdowns, 4 picks in 2021 with the Packers, you can get that type of production. Hey, you take it. Just not sure it's going to be there. And then you add in the diva side of Rodgers, the weekly appearances, the sideshow, the circus, if you will, that comes to town with Rodgers. How much control is he going to want over the offense, personnel decisions? Are we going to see some random trades for Alan Lazard? Well, Davante Adams is a Ram now, so they can't go out and trade for him again. But I know Randall Cobb's retired, so he's out of the picture. But are you going to see space for his buddies, right, on the team? The sideshow element, too, for the Pittsburgh franchise, I think, is something that if I'm a Steelers fan, I'm very, very wary about. But if you can get solid production from him, can help turn around the offense, help elevate the Steelers, it's a solid move. If not, and it turns into bad season overall, there's, you know, tumultuous locker room, media appearances aren't helping the cause, as we've seen in the last couple of years, then I think it's a big mistake. 319-366-1600. Aaron Rodgers officially signing with the Steelers, will sign with the Steelers as soon as tomorrow, as you heard Tom Pelissero from the NFL Network report. The schedule makers, I mentioned this earlier, certainly cooking with the rematches, if you will. Steelers-Jets week one. Who could have seen that coming? Vikings-Steelers week four. I don't know if you can call that a revenge game because Rodgers is a couple years removed from playing in Green Bay, but the former Green Bay quarterback taking on the Vikings. The one that people are circling, and it has significant meaning, week eight, Green Bay going to Pittsburgh. Rodgers has beaten 31 of 32 teams, the only one he hasn't beaten, the Green Bay Packers. A lot of eyes will be on that one week eight. But Steelers-Jets, Rodgers versus his old team, Justin Fields versus his old team, in fact, with the Jets. Certainly something to keep an eye on. But this story is not done. Rodgers will have many more days in the spotlight. But this day is something that I guess we're all kind of glad happened. I'm glad it finally happened because the discussion of will he or won't he is just frankly quite boring. Now he has, and now we get to see if this is actually a thing that will work out for the Steelers here moving forward. 319-366-1600. Plenty of other things to get to in the sports world. Let's move on three big things, too.
Number two.
Oh, you know where we got to go. I wanted to lead with this, but the Rodgers news being a breaking story, slightly outweighed in my opinion. We gotta play this. That is the mantra for the team of the show. We want the cup. The Edmonton Oilers getting it done in a classic in game one last night, coming back from down 3-1 to win 4-3 in overtime. Incredible hockey game last night, and this is the game winner from Leon Draisaitl, courtesy of TNT. The party was on last night, and now it's only one game. We can't celebrate as our team of the show wins just one game, and Oilers fans certainly were celebrating last night, but they know, and I'm sure if you're a hockey fan, you got the feeling last night watching this game. This is the feeling, and that's kind of why I said Oilers in seven with my prediction, but certainly has the feeling, even after watching one game, and we'll see how the rest of the series plays out, but boy. This feels like a series that's going to go as the distance or as close to the distance as possible. Just with Edmonton getting out to the quick 1-0 lead, Draisaitl starting the scoring and finishing the scoring off last night. Goal so quick into that game. Just an incredible score to really continue that great atmosphere in that moment in Edmonton last night. Ended the scoring to bookend the game. And then you had just the in-between of Florida taking that lead, had the 3-1 lead early in the second, and then Edmonton coming back. Third multi-goal comeback win of the postseason, tied the team record set back in the late 80s and repeated back in 1990. So if that's how the rest of the series is, absolutely sign me up. One team going home happy for tonight, and certainly the other team, despite the loss, still feeling some confidence going into game two tomorrow night. Here is a little bit from that opposing team, Paul Maurice, the Panthers head coach, talking about how the Oilers were able to get back into the game. 3-1 lead, 3-1 goal lead in a hockey game feels kind of insurmountable. As we know, it's not insurmountable, but that's a hefty lead to give up. How were the Oilers able to get back into it? From the opposing team's perspective, here's what Paul Maurice had to say.
Games are tight. I don't think that you have domination of the third period in tight games. So we're in pretty good shape at 3-1. I think we got some real good pressure. So they get it back, and then we had some plays that we didn't complete. I'm not really particularly worried about those. It's just the ebbs and flows of the game.
Again, Panthers head coach Paul Maurice there. At least three goals on the road for them. For a ninth consecutive game this playoff, that's incredible. The longest streak in a single postseason in NHL history. 51 goals on the road, period. Also by a team, in postseason history. But they needed that 3-1 lead to stand up and were not able to do it. And the head coach for the Oilers, Chris Knobloch, says this is a series. Can go back and forth, and they anticipate more of that going into game two tomorrow night and the rest of the series as it heads down to Florida early next week.
Well, there's going to be times each team's going to have their pushes, and to think that we're just going to dominate for 60 minutes is pretty naive from us. You know, they're a really good hockey team, and when they do have their pushes, we can limit how long that is going to be. You know, we're very fortunate in the second period that Stu made some really big saves in the second. because of the quality of chances that they had and numerous of them. So, very happy with our guys. Stick with it, regroup after the second period, and have a good push in the third period. And, you know, for the most part in overtime, I thought we were pretty good there too. But, yeah, we know that they've got better, and hopefully we've got some better too.
We'll see who has the best better, maybe, in game two. Again, that's set for tomorrow night. Some good news for us as Team of the Show fans, but just for the Oilers in general. Each of the last four teams to win game one of the Stanley Cup final in overtime went on to win the Stanley Cup. And each of the last four teams to win game one, period, went on to win. It's happened the last four seasons, dating back to 21 with Tampa, and then Colorado, and then Vegas, and then Florida. So maybe history will repeat itself for a fifth straight year. We'll see. But Leon Draisaitl, the hero last night, what was interesting, and they noted this on the broadcast too, if you watched the game at all, he had zero goals in 16 shots last year. Started off the playoffs with a bang, the goal 106 into the first period, and then with 31 seconds left in the first overtime, like I said, bookending the game with a goal, and got the goal on the power play with 31 seconds left in the first OT to win it for the Oilers. So incredible stuff last night. Certainly was very, very entertaining. We'll see if the NBA can match up here for tonight with with game one of the NBA Finals. We'll see what game two has in store for it coming up here tomorrow night, like I mentioned. One more hockey clip before we move on to a quick look at point number three. This is Greg Wyshynski from ESPN.com. His analysis from last night's win says the Oilers definitely made a statement with taking game one on their home ice.
To win this game, I think, is proof of concept. It's proof of concept that they can play with this team from Florida. It's proof of concept that they can beat this team from Florida. And it feeds right into the confidence that they had already built throughout these playoffs. See, I've been saying this the whole way through. Like, it's kind of amazing how unbothered the Oilers have been in these playoffs. Like, no one's really pushed them. No one's really gotten under their skin. No one's really punched them in the face to see how they react. The Panthers did it a few times tonight. They reacted pretty well. And then to win this game is the ultimate statement that they can handle adversity.
ESPN's Greg Wyshynski there.
Number three.
And we move on to number three. A little bit of baseball news from today. I heard Scott Unash and Mark Dukes talking about this. Of course, Scott is our resident Chicago White Sox fan here. And I'm curious for you Sox fans out there, 319-366-1600. Where is your hopometer at with the news today that the plan is in place? At least we have a roadmap for Justin Ishbia to become the next owner of the Southsiders, the Chicago White Sox. A news release issued by the team earlier today laid it out. Ishbia and Jerry Reinsdorf have entered into a long-term agreement that could lead, the emphasis there, to Ishbia taking over the team as soon as 2029 or as late as 2034. So it's not an immediate sale. We're not sitting here June 5th of 2025 and saying, he sold the team. There's no parades for White Sox Nation, at least not just yet. But as soon as 2029 or as late as 2034, Ishbia is part of the release. Saying he'll make capital infusions, so basically give money into the White Sox or put money into the White Sox in 2025 and 2026 as a limited partner, paying down debt while helping, quote, support ongoing team operations. So they need some cash. Here's some cash. I'm a limited partner, but eventually he's going to take over control. The release saying from 2029 to 2033, Jerry Reinsdorf will have the option to sell controlling interest to Ishbia. If a deal is not completed by then, Ishbia will have the option to take over after the 2034 season. Until that point, though, you're not done with him yet, Sox fans. Reinsdorf will continue to own and run the team. Statement also saying there is no assurance that any such future transaction will occur, and in no event will such a transaction take place before 2029. So I'm sorry, you still have 4 years left of the Reinsdorf era. At at least 4 years left of the Reinsdorf era before any action could take place. Here's what I don't get, and I listening to Scott and Mark talk about it at the tail end of the gym class last hour here on 1600 ESPN. It's a very White Sox thing to do, if I'm reading the room correctly from what I heard from Scott Unash. Why don't you just sell the team now? Like, what's stopping you? The White Sox are marginally better, marginally with double bold underline 72 font italicized, marginally better this year. You know, not as bad as the Rockies. We know that. Not as bad as the A's have been playing. Why don't you just put this in place now? Like, what? I mean, I get there's the limited partnership. Here's some money. Pay down some debt. All this. What's the holdup? Why do you got to wait 4 years? What's the holdup there? I feel like this is something that could be put in place today and probably would still kind of work out the way that they hope. But at least 4 more years, 2029 to 2033, Reinsdorf has the option. And then if it gets to 2034, Ishbia has the option to take over after the 2034 season. So at least maybe some hope, I would imagine. If I was setting the hope-o-meter, I'm not a White Sox fan, but if I'm setting the hope-o-meter, it's like 1.5, maybe 2 at best, just because I know it's not an instantaneous, like, I've decided to sell the team. Not that firm. It's like, well, we got time to wait. But at least there's a roadmap. We'll see if there's road construction and detours and exit closures and different things like that to continue using the construction metaphors. But there's a path. We'll see if the path is followed. 319-366-1600. That's a little bit extended look at three big things. Get to some more of your texts here in just a moment. But we do have to take a timeout. We'll come back and focus in on one of the other big stories, one of the big things happening in the sports world, NBA Finals. I'll take your predictions on the text line. 319-366-1600. Who wins and in how many games? Pacers and Thunder, game one is tonight. We'll hear from Rick Carlisle, Mark Daigneault, and others coming up to preview this series next here on 1600 ESPN.
Eastern Iowa weather from 1600 ESPN.
Overnight skies will be mostly cloudy and we'll see temperatures fall back near 59 degrees. On Friday, we expect partly cloudy skies during the day with a slight chance for an isolated shower. We'll see a high temperature near 78. For Friday night, we expect partly cloudy skies. Overnight lows will drop back into the upper 50s. On Saturday, we'll see chances for showers during the day with a high temperature of 76. Rain chances will continue throughout Saturday night as well as into Sunday. And that was a check of your Weather First forecast. I'm meteorologist Kason Frerichs.
Hey, it's Spencer here for Quickstar, and this summer, are you ready to climb to the top? Well, if you are, you should gear up for Quickstar's Mountain Dew Quick Climb, where every sip gets you closer to the summit. Now through August 17th, you can play each day for free in the Quick Rewards app, and every week someone is cashing in. Each week, the prize climbs by $5,000, stacking higher and higher until one player reaches the top, scoring the ultimate prize of $250,000 cash money. Now, you can score bonus plays for Quickstar's Mountain Dew Quick Climb with every eligible item you grab at your neighborhood Quickstar, like Pepsi, Mountain Dew, Gatorade, or Propel, or Bubbler, or Starbucks, or Pure Leaf Tea, or even Rockstar. And if you grab one of those with hot food, you get 2 bonus plays. So open your Quick Rewards app and get climbing for a chance to win, because this summer, the view from the top is worth every play. It's Quickstar's Mountain Dew Quick Climb. Your summer, your climb, your win. No purchase necessary. See full rules at quickstar.com/sweepstakes.
Good Guys Auto Parts, Iowa City's only family-owned, family-run auto parts store, invites you to experience something gooder. Gooder prices, gooder brands, gooder warranty. Swing by to shop in person or give us a call for fast, free delivery straight to your door, garage, man cave, or she shed. Good Guys has been voted ugliest parts store 15 years straight. But hey, like your mom said, it's what's on the inside that counts. Good Guys Auto Parts, gooder than good, the goodest.
Alison Krauss and Union Station, featuring Jerry Douglas.
How many days should I smile?
Arcadia 2025 tour.
Smile on your face, let me know that.
Friday, June 13th, McGrath Amphitheater, with special guest Willie Watson. Get tickets now at crevents.live.com.
There's a restless
Don't miss Alison Krauss and Union Station featuring Jerry Douglas live.
Emil's Hideaway is the place to get together. Stop in for a drink and some chow with your buddies. Emil's opens every day at 4. If you're hanging out at home instead, order pickup and delivery at emilshideaway.com. Emil's Hideaway, a great place to meet up with friends.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-687-5192. That's 800-687-5192. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-687-5192.
He remembers when the Big Ten had 11 teams. Now back to Spencer on Sports on 1600 ESPN.
319-366-1600, Spencer at Sports. Power Hour back with you. With you till 5:10, Cubs radio pregame. One more night, 5:10 tonight. Short show again tomorrow, 5:35, Cubs radio pregame. Full broadcast schedule available for you at KGYM Radio. Last night, by the way, before we get to the NBA Finals, last night was not a Wednesday. Great game, pitcher's duel until the late innings, but the Cubs falling to the Nationals last night 2-0. We'll see if they can win the series tonight over in Washington, D.C., but that means we are coming down to the wire in our Wednesday Cubs ticket giveaway. We learned about 80 folks have signed up for the giveaway since we started it last month, and of course we have two winners, but still one set of tickets out there for the Cubs-Pirates game coming up on June 14th. That means we have to hope they win next Wednesday against the Phillies over in Philadelphia. Otherwise, we do have plans to make sure someone out there gets the tickets, but if you have not signed up yet, if you're already signed up for Wednesday, you're a Cubs fan, you want a chance to win Cubs tickets from us here at 1600 ESPN, you're good to go. You don't need to do it again, but you still want a chance. There's still one pair hanging out there. And if the Cubs do win next Wednesday against the Phillies, we'll draw a winner and someone will pack their bags pretty quick and head out to Wrigley Field on June 14th to see the Cubs take on the Pittsburgh Pirates. Did have both winners claim their tickets for the first two games, but one set out there couldn't get it done last night. We were hoping so, not able to get it done. The Cubs were not able to get it done and make somebody a ticket winner. But full details, sign up form, still available at kgymradio.com if you want a chance to win some Cubs tickets on us here. From 1600 ESPN, we'll turn you over to Cubs baseball again in about a half hour here on 1600 ESPN. Let's get to the NBA Finals. It's kind of an extension of three big things. I said at the top of the show, it could do six big things today and have plenty of time for it. There's just so much happening today in the sports world. But with a short show, we'll talk about kind of the biggest stories here and kind of a free-flowing afternoon program. Curious who you got in the NBA Finals series-wise. If you want to make a pick for Game 1, that's fine too. But who do you think ultimately wins this whole thing and gets the Larry O'Brien trophy? 319-366-1600 if you want to share your pick for the NBA Finals on the text line. Phone line open as well if you want to chat about the matchup and what you like and what you're looking for tonight between the Thunder and the Pacers as they get going here with Game 1 down in Oklahoma City. Everybody got there safely. They had media day. Just ready for the game tonight. And again, 7:30 on ABC if you want to tune in to the game tonight. Won't have it radio-wise because of the Cubs broadcast, but we will have Game 2 and every game to follow, whether that's 2, 3, and 4 or 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. We'll have that for you courtesy of ESPN Radio. Again, the broadcast schedule always available at kgymradio.com. But so much made about how these two teams really are two of the best in the NBA since January 1st. We've talked about the records. Thunder have had the best record in the league since the calendar flipped to 2025 when you include the playoffs, 53-13. The Pacers, the second best record since the calendar flipped in that same span. They are 46-18. So really the two best teams in the league since January 1 squaring off here. And it's two small market teams, but quite frankly, I don't think people should care about that as much as some people want them to. If it's good basketball, people are going to watch. And if it's two teams that have been on incredible runs, especially since the calendar changed to 2025, two exciting teams, two fun teams to watch. You got the league MVP on one of them. One of the teams just plays incredible defense, but also can score the ball really well. And two young teams, quite frankly. I was looking at something earlier today. The average age, combined age between the two teams is 26.3 years, which is pretty incredible. And if it's an exciting matchup, if it's got interesting storylines, if it's got young, up-and-coming stars, I think it's worth a watch, regardless of where the teams are located on a map. And I think for the casual fan of the NBA who maybe is tired of hearing about the big market teams like the Celtics or the Lakers or the Miami Heat. Now, the Heat obviously aren't in this situation, but the Knicks, right, the big market teams. If you're tired of hearing about those teams, this should be a breath of fresh air for you. And I think if you're looking to discover more about the league than just what you hear on some of the national talking head shows on ESPN and elsewhere, this is going to be a great matchup. Get to see Shai Gilgeous-Alexander and Jalen Williams play basketball. Tyrese Halliburton, of course, if you're an Iowa State fan, you know all about him. If you're from the Midwest, you know all about him and his story. I think this is a really good matchup between both teams here, and it shouldn't matter where they're located, what size their market is. Indianapolis versus Oklahoma City. It doesn't matter. If it's good basketball, I'm going to watch. I'm sure many of you will tune in as well if you are interested at all in who wins the NBA Finals here starting tonight with Game 1. I'll make my pick here in just a minute, but I did want to play some fresh sound from the coaches here. Both these sets of audio courtesy of ESPN Radio, their pregame content, which again, we're not able to bring you tonight because of the Cubs game, but did want to bring some of it to you here this afternoon on the show. Talk about being a young team. OKC certainly is that. And their head coach, Mark Dagenault, sat down with the ESPN Radio crew to talk about just how mature this team is, despite being one of the youngest in the league.
This is who they are, you know, more so than us, like, developing that. You know, obviously, the experiences they've gotten have helped develop them and season them. But this is who they are. This is who they've been. Sam's done an unbelievable job in his group of identifying the type of people that we're bringing in the door. And this is you're not seeing anybody that's out of character. You know, like, this is a very, very impressive group of young men that have only gotten more impressive as they've gotten more experiences. And now we have a huge test in front of us because we have a really good opponent and a big stage with a lot of distractions. But hopefully, you know, these guys rise the way that they always have.
A really good opponent and one that they've faced twice and beaten twice in the regular season. Of course, the regular season and the playoffs, especially in the NBA, are totally different animals. And it was an interesting question to hear the response to. Mark Dagenault, the Thunder head coach, asked, who do you compare the Pacers to when you look at teams from your conference, the Western Conference? As you prepare for this matchup, starting with Game 1 tonight, and here's his response.
They remind me a little bit of Memphis stylistically. Memphis in our first round series was a team that is just trying to beat you down the floor in that way. So there's some similarities there. They remind me of the D'Antoni, Steve Nash, Phoenix teams, you know, in that they're fast up the floor, they're well-spaced, very simple. Their head of the snake guys are unbelievable facilitators, activate everybody, can also score. And are just putting constant pressure on the defense. And so those are what come to mind, but they're one of one, obviously, you know. And the other thing is everybody is focused on the offense, but their defensive pressure in these playoffs have been very disruptive. They've done a great job of establishing physicality on the perimeter, picking up the floor, and really getting teams to play on their terms on that end as well.
Again, Oklahoma City head coach Mark Daigneault talking there. We'll get to one more comment from him and then focus in on the Pacers as well. But we have Don on the phone line, 319-366-1600, wants to talk about the NBA Finals and the Pacers. Don, thanks for the call. What's on your mind?
Yeah, I'm excited about the Finals because Halliburton from Iowa State is playing. But my take on the success for the Pacers is key. Their defense on Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, having somebody like Topin or a bigger guy on him and rotating him, that's going to be key on the defensive side. The thing I'm concerned about is Holmgren. I don't know how the Pacers lineup match up with him on the defensive side. Now, on the offensive side, I think it's really critical that Halliburton is really aggressive. But if they're going to try to, like, double-team him and take the ball out of his hand, what Halliburton's got to do is set a lot of picks so that – and then get the guys who are defending him in a freaking a vicious cycle of getting constantly screened. And then eventually he will free up and get open for some outside shots. But Halliburton's got to be aggressive pushing it, but also shooting the ball. He's got to shoot when he's open, and he can't just always pass it all the time.
Yeah, I totally agree, Don. Thanks for the call. 319-366-1600. That's one of the things that a lot of people have said, and we talked a little bit about Halliburton yesterday and just what type of series he needs to have. He can't have an off night. If it's game five, I need to pull this up and have accurate information in front of me. That would be helpful to be a sports talk radio show and have factual information in front of you and just instead of spewing whatever the heck I feel like. But he can't have a game like game five where he scores 7 points or 5 points, whatever it was, took only seven shots, had a decent number of assists, but the shots taken, the shots made were weighed down. I agree with Don. Got to be aggressive and has got to be the true leader of the team. You can have Siakam be your number two guy. I'm curious to see, like with what Don said, how they defend Chet Holmgren. He's a matchup problem. Can the Pacers neutralize him? And can he prevent Shai from getting to the foul line? I was reading something earlier today. I don't have the exact numbers, but a good chunk of his points, as we know, have been from the foul line. They call him the free throw merchant for a reason. And he guy draws contact, whether you agree with him drawing contact and getting to the foul line or not. It certainly is something for debate, longer debate than maybe we have time for here today. But the Pacers need Halliburton to be the guy, be the dude, facilitate and score quite a bit, and facilitate quite a bit. But I think more scoring than facilitating in the game. And they gotta control the basketball. That's definitely key. The one thing, and we're up against the clock here, we can continue this into the sports menu, but when you look at turnovers, you look at defense, that's what Oklahoma City does best. They lead the NBA, led the NBA 17 turnovers by opponent per game. They scored almost 22 points per game off those turnovers. That was tops in the NBA. They've actually improved on that in the postseason. 18 opponent turnovers they've forced per game, scored just under 24 points per game off those turnovers in the postseason. They've gotten better as the season has gone on, and that's pretty incredible. And they're playing, as the old cliche goes, they certainly are playing their best basketball at the best possible time. And I'll share my pick here in just a minute. Do have to get to a break, but we'll continue this on the other side with the sports menu. Get you a couple clips from the Pacers. We heard from the Thunder side of things. And then get the Pacers in here, their thoughts, and a look at the rest of the night ahead with the sports menu. Power Hour continues next here on 1600 ESPN.
This is the Xavier Report, presented by Schimberg Company.
The Xavier girls soccer team is marching on. Tuesday, the Saints top Bondurant Farrar 10-0 at the state tournament in Ames. They'll face Dallas Center Grimes in the semifinals today. The Xavier tennis teams both won the trifecta at the 2025 state tournament. Last week, the girls swept the class 1A singles and doubles championships with sophomore Gabby Fleming winning singles and seniors Ruby Smith and Isabel Tobin taking the doubles crown. Then on Monday, the girls won their first state team title since 2021. The Xavier boys tennis team also brought home the hardware. Junior Charlie LeGrand was the singles champ, and duo junior Jacob Schmidt and sophomore Bennett Link won doubles. And yesterday, the boys secured their state team title too.
The Xavier Report is brought to you by Schimber Company. Family owned and serving the Cedar Rapids community since 1918. Schimber Company, proudly supporting the Saints.
Gear up for Quickstar's Mountain Dew Quick Climb. Now through August 17th, play free daily in the Quick Rewards app and earn bonus plays with every eligible purchase. Grab one with hot food, that's two bonus plays. Each week, the cash prize climbs by $5,000, all the way to a $250,000 grand prize. So open the app and get climbing. Your summer, your climb, your win. No purchase necessary. Open to U.S. residents residing in Illinois, Iowa, Minnesota, Michigan, South Dakota, North Dakota, or Wisconsin. Ends August 17th. Bonus plays require qualifying purchase. See full rules at quickstar.com/sweepstakes.
Is this heaven? No, it's Orchestra Iowa at Veterans Memorial Stadium for the Iowa debut of Field of Dreams in concert. Bring your family and friends to the ballpark Saturday to watch Field of Dreams on the Jumbotron while the symphony performs the score live from the outfield. Grab a hot dog, beer, and take in the nostalgic ambiance of an evening at the ballpark while you enjoy this cherished film with live music. Get your tickets now for Field of Dreams in concert at OrchestraIowa.com.
Emil's Hideaway is the place to get together. Stop in for a drink and some chow with your buddies. Emil's opens every day at 4. If you're hanging out at home instead, order pickup and delivery at Emil'sHideaway.com. Emil's Hideaway, a great place to meet up with friends.
Whether you're building a single roof or a successful roofing business, roofing contractors like you need the right tools for the job, and software is no exception. ServiceTitan is on a mission to be the most powerful software platform for the trades, with purpose-built technology proven to maximize revenue, streamline operations, and deliver five-star customer experiences. We are taking roofing companies like yours to the next level and beyond. ServiceTitan, we are built for this. See what we can do for roofers at ServiceTitan.com.
The playoffs are in full swing, and you can get in on all the action at ESPN Bet Sportsbook. Go from tracking the latest game-changing moments to placing bets in just a few taps. Right now, new customers can get $100 in bonus bets when you make your first $10 wager. Download the ESPN Bet Sportsbook app and sign up with promo code JOEQ, J-O-E-Q, to get started today. Must be 21+. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details. Offer not available in New York.
This is Spencer on Sports on 1600 ESPN.
319-366-1600. Power hour quickly coming to a close here for a Thursday. A few minutes left to go. Let's get to the sports menu for a Thursday afternoon and Thursday evening.
What are you eating?
Instant mashed potatoes for frozen TV dinners.
And I want to know why it didn't have mayonnaise.
Okay. On the menu today, we have...
Sports menu will pick up where we left off before the break, previewing the NBA Finals, Game 1 tonight. If you have a series prediction you want to share, 319-366-1600. I'll give you mine here in just a moment. But we were talking about the Thunder. We heard from Mark Daigneault, their head coach, as they start up the NBA Finals here. Pacers, heard a little bit from them earlier in the week, but let's check in with Rick Carlisle ahead of tonight's Game 1. Here is a little bit from Carlisle talking about the similarities he's noticed between the two clubs as they get set for Game 1 tonight at OKC.
Well, there are probably more similarities than differences. You know, Oklahoma, really, when you talk about their team, I mean, the first thing you got to talk about is their defense. And we're an improved defensive team. They're a historically great defensive team. And, you know, they just, you know, you win 68 games in a regular season. I think they've won 80 games to this point. You know, it's just it's a staggering accomplishment. And so I think fans will see the similarities and they'll see the differences pretty readily as they begin to watch the series.
Pacers making their second NBA Finals appearance, first since 2000. Of course, won the finals three times during their time in the ABA. But NBA-wise, just their second NBA Finals appearance. History not on their side when you look at the comparisons, and I know we're talking about 25 years ago, but kind of interesting to see the comparison between now and their last meeting, or last time in the NBA Finals. Just like in 2000, when they played the Lakers, Pacers squaring off against the number one seed and the player that won the MVP. In 2000, it was the Lakers and Shaq. In 2025, it's the Oklahoma City Thunder and Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. The Pacers, if they get one win, at least one, at least a gentleman's sweep in the series, they can match that 2000 postseason for their most wins in a single playoff run. They went 13-10 back in 2000. One win gets them to 13, two wins, makes it the best playoff run, the playoff run with the most wins in franchise history. The best would be, well, winning the finals, obviously. One more clip. This is from Tyrese Haliburton. We've heard plenty from him over the last week or so, but Haliburton here talking about the Pacers' mindset going into the finals, starting with game one tonight.
We know the odds are stacked against us, but, you know, it is what it is. We want to be here. We want to play against the best, and this is the best. So, you know, we're forward to the challenge as a group.
One thing to look for tonight, the Pacers on the road this postseason, 6-2 on the road. Do they steal game one tonight? I'm tempted to say they do. My official series prediction is Thunder in six. I've heard quite a few, and I was watching Breakfast Ball on FS1 this morning. I don't know if there was a consensus, but the vibe I got was, and I've heard this from not just FS1, but other national media outlets, series is going to be a short one. Gentlemen sweep, Thunder in five is what I've heard a lot of. Some people suggesting it could be a sweep. I don't think it's a sweep. I don't think it's a seven-game series. I think the Thunder ultimately are the best team, the best team defensively, and they're able to shut down Haliburton and the Pacers in the end, and I'll take the Thunder to win the series in six. So I'd be interested to see if there is another crazy comeback in this series for the Pacers. They have made several miraculous comebacks. They have had three of the wins out of the four wins, 4-1,665. The record there since 1998, teams when trailing by seven plus points in the final minute of the fourth, three of the four wins belong to the Pacers this year. Can they do it again? Can they make a miraculous comeback at some point in the series? Maybe it's tonight. Maybe it's to force or to win game two. Maybe it's one of the games in Indianapolis to stay alive on their home floor. We'll see. But I'll take the Thunder. I picked the Thunder since the playoffs began. And I'll go with them in six. 319-366-1600 if you want to share your finals prediction with me on the text line to get some more of your texts here. Got a little bit of time left. We got a break for SportsCenter and a Radio Iowa news update. We'll run through the rest of the sports menu, including Major League Baseball and some WNBA action on the docket tonight. Plus, Women's College World Series could come to an end tonight, too. We'll preview that and more next here on 1600 ESPN.
Most of us know someone living with diabetes, a friend, neighbor, or family member. Prediabetes is a serious health condition. If it's left unchecked, it progresses to type 2 diabetes, which can harm your eyes, kidneys, or feet. You can take steps to reverse prediabetes and prevent type 2 diabetes altogether. Take the quiz to find out if you're at risk at hhs.iowa.gov/diabetes.
A message from Iowa HHS.
Iowa, it's John Walters, voice of the Cyclones. In sports and in life, everyone needs someone to help show the way. That's what Iowa's disability access points are all about. They connect people with disabilities, families, and caregivers to the right support. From planning and information to referrals, you're not alone. Part of Iowa's Aging and Disability Resource Network Center, they're here to help, no matter where you are in the state. Visit hhs.iowa.gov/ADRC to find your access point today.
Every success you've had began with a great opportunity. Now there's another one. Last aid year, University of Maryland Global Campus awarded over $21 million in scholarships to qualified students, including community college students, service members, veterans, and working adults. Now is the time to move your career forward with an online and accredited skills-based education. Learn more at umgc.edu. Certified to operate in Virginia by Chef.
Progressive knows sports brings people together, but you gotta feel bad for people who don't even get it. Some people will never know what it's like to see their favorite team's hopes decided by a ping pong ball to draft the next superstar. Or not. I mean, sure, it's silly for your happiness to hinge on the success of a 20-year-old entry-level employee, but you just can't help yourself. The stress is exhilarating. Progressive can't bring people together like the draft, but we can bring your home and auto insurance together with a bundle. So switch and see if you could save hundreds. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states or situations.
...1600 ESPN is KGYM Cedar Rapids on FM at 102.3 and 106.3.
This is SportsCenter.
I'm Christine Lisi. Aaron Rodgers has made his decision. ESPN's Adam Schefter reports the 41-year-old quarterback plans to sign a one-year deal with the Steelers and plans to take part in mandatory minicamp next week. NBA Finals begin tonight for the Pacers and Thunder. Indiana star Tyrese Halliburton reflecting on the challenge ahead, fully aware of how great OKC is, but has no intention of backing down. Things will be much different for him in the finals as opposed to the Milwaukee, Cleveland, and New York series, says ESPN NBA writer Zach Cram.
In every round until now, he's had a defender he could pick on. That was Jalen Brunson in the conference finals. That was Darius Garland in the conference semifinals. He could call that defender up, get him in a pick and roll, and start doing his dance. Oklahoma City does not offer any weak links on defense. That's why they have one of the best defenses in NBA history, and that's going to be the challenge that Halliburton has to solve.
Zach Cram on Joe and Q. Game 1, 7:30 Eastern ESPN Radio, 8:30 Eastern ABC. WNBA, Indiana Fever star Caitlin Clark will be reevaluated this week. Could return from that left quad strain as soon as Tuesday.
ESPN Radio is presented by Progressive Insurance. And now, a no-frills ad brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Here it is. You could save big when you bundle your home and auto with Progressive. That's it. See? Just a good old-fashioned, straightforward ad. See if you could save at progressive.com.
This SportsCenter update is brought to you by CarePro Home Medical. Connect with people and answers you need for all your medical equipment needs. Visit careprohealthservices.com.
Did you work out a little too hard? Or maybe overdo it with yard work? Whatever it was, you're feeling it today. So let CarePro Home Medical help. CarePro Home Medical has something to soothe that soreness, including pain relief gel, hot and cold packs, cold therapy wraps, and pain relief devices to get you back to feeling better. Even weekend warriors need a little help sometimes. Visit CarePro Home Medical in Cedar Rapids or Coralville and connect with people and answers you need.
This is Radio Iowa. Governor Kim Reynolds has signed a bill into law that reduces the tax rate businesses pay into the state unemployment fund.
It's a signature piece of legislation, one of my top priorities this session, and a key part of our ongoing effort to make Iowa's economy stronger, more competitive, and built for the future.
Estimates indicate the lower tax rates will save businesses $975 million in taxes over the next 5 years. The Iowa Democratic Party has lost its seat on a powerful rulemaking panel of the Democratic National Committee. The Des Moines Register reports the spot went to someone from New Hampshire. A 66-year-old woman from Cedar Falls is charged with murdering her 72-year-old husband last night during a domestic dispute. And two motorcyclists died in crashes on Wednesday, one in Floyd County and one in Des Moines. For more on these and other stories, visit RadioIowa.com. I'm Jason Dinesen, and this is Radio Iowa.
My greatest joy was my granddaughter's birth. I saw myself in her face and was determined to be the best grandma. But my gambling was getting out of hand. With bills piling up and keeping my gambling to myself, I was living a double life. 1-800-BETS-OFF helped me face the truth about my gambling and connected me to experienced professionals. Now my family sees the real me, the best grandma. Call 1-800-BETS-OFF for free 24/7 help. There's no judgment, just help. A message from Iowa HHS.
Iowa is a leader in energy development and innovation. But right now, we're at a crossroads. A new bill would block critical energy infrastructure, threatening jobs and the economy. Governor Reynolds has been a champion for Iowa energy. Let her know we need her again. She must veto HF 639. Call 515-281-5211 for Iowa's future. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
Live and local sports talk for your ride home. It's Drive Time with Spencer on Sports on 1600 ESPN.
Another very short Drive Time driven by Linder Tire and LinderTire.com here on 1600 ESPN. Stop into one of their three locations, Iowa City, North Liberty, or Grinnell, and check them out online at LinderTire.com. Got more information on our website, KGYMRadio.com. The menu spans two different segments for the second night in a row as the Power Hour winds down here. Cubs radio pregame coming up in just under 4 minutes here. Make that 5 minutes, I should say, on 1600 ESPN. We went through the NBA Finals. I am taking the Thunder in six. Any last-minute predictions from you, welcome at 319-366-1600. I realized I forgot to do my Justin or Joe giveaway here on the show. So let's do that. I just looked at it on the screen. While we're wrapping it up, if I get time to announce the winner here in the last 5 minutes, we'll certainly make an effort to, but we'll circle back tomorrow and let you know who the winner was. I'm sure we'll get one. But if you want a chance to win some tickets to see Justin Moore and Joe Nichols, that's the chaos that has been the Power Hour. We try to squeeze everything in. You almost forget something. But 319-366-1600, your Justin or Joe trivia question for a chance to win tickets to see Justin Moore take with Joe Nichols live in concert coming up on the 21st of this month at the McGrath Amphitheater in Cedar Rapids. Give Andrew a call when you think you know the correct answer. Your clue today. This former NFL quarterback won a Super Bowl all the way back in the 60s and is famous for guaranteeing his team would win the game. Who is it? 319-366-1600, Justin or Joe. Give Andrew the correct answer, Justin or Joe, and you'll take home a pair of tickets to see Justin Moore and Joe Nichols at the McGrath Amphitheater in Cedar Rapids. We'll try to get the winner in, squeeze him in before we have to step out. But if not, we'll remind you of who that was and give you the answer coming up tomorrow on the show. Apologies for that. I just literally looked at my screen and no big blinking letters or numbers. It was just, oh yeah, hey, you forgot that part. Squeezed it in with time to spare. Hopefully we get a winner here with Justin or Joe. I'm sure we will. But real quick, going through the sports menu to wrap it up here, looking at the baseball scoreboard from today, games in the books. Cardinals took game one walk-off winner over the Royals. Game one of that doubleheader got rained out last night. Cardinals beat the Royals 6-5. White Sox, on the day that the roadmap is put out for Jerry Reinsdorf to sell the team, they secure a series split with the Detroit Tigers. Walk-off hit from Tim Elko in the 10th for the White Sox to win 3-2. Other finals from today, big comeback for the Diamondbacks. They beat the Braves 11-10. Also, the Blue Jays beat the Phillies 9-1. Orioles topping the Mariners 4-3. Cal Raleigh, his 24th home run of the season in that one earlier today. Also in progress, bad day for a Twins fan today, too. 14-3, A's. Beat the Twins, or leading the Twins in the top half of the ninth there. Giants and Padres, Giants leading 3-2 in the top of the ninth there. Mets and Dodgers also slowly wrapping up their game 4-3. The score currently, the Mets leading in the top half of the seventh. Cubs going with an opener tonight. Drew Pomeranz opposite Jake Irvin for the Washington Nationals. That starts at 5:45 with pregame coming up here in just a little bit at 5:10. Mitch Keller also on the hill tonight for the Pirates, taking on the Astros at 5:40. Guardians and Yankees continuing their series at Yankee Stadium. And you also have game two of that doubleheader between the Royals and the Cardinals tonight at 6:45. Cole Reagans and Matthew Liberatore, the pitching matchup there from Busch Stadium in St. Louis. WNBA tonight, real quick, you've got New York playing at Washington and Golden State in action at Phoenix tonight the WNBA. Both those games on Prime Video. Of course, many eyes will be on the NBA Finals Game 1 tonight on ABC. There you go. We got everything in. The Power Hour is complete. We'll talk to you again tomorrow at 4 for a 90-minute show, 4 until 5:30 for a Friday here at 1600 ESPN. Cubs baseball coming up next.
Nobody loves a deal more than Dad, so make him proud and shop Fleet.